Support comes from the Wiregrass Archives at Troy University's Dothan campus, identifying and preserving historical documents and photographs for research related to the Wiregrass region. More information at troy.edu/wiregrassarchives.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Don Wombles, Director of Ag Promotions for the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries, has been in Washington, D.C., talking with members of Congress about the Farm Bill. He joins us by Skype. Don Wombles, thank you so much for joining us from Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Carolyn. Good to be with you today.
Don, as Director of Ag Promotions, what are you doing in Washington right now?
Meeting with senators and congressmen about the upcoming Farm Bill. And our senior and WIC Farmers Market Nutrition Programs are a very integral part of the Farm Bill. And there's some needs that needs to be addressed. We're operating under legislation that was passed a little over 20 years ago. So we need to modernize our language and how our programs operate for the benefit of consumers and farmers back home.
So what are the central issues that you're concerned about on behalf of consumers?
Access, extremely important. You know, under the original language and those programs were designed with a paper food instrument, and we've lost that ability today. So, you know, we're looking at finding electronic solutions for the consumers, some type of EBT type card. But then when you do that, you've got to provide the technology for the farmers to be able to accept that. So that's one of our main issues.
How receptive are the folks you're talking with in Washington?
They are very, very receptive of this proposal. There's some dollars that's associated with it, and that's where we're running into the roadblocks. But the concept of what we're trying to do, everybody is for it. So it's going to come down to a financial issue, I think.
So have you had much input from your consumers here in Alabama?
Actually, we started an electronic program for our seniors last year, and it went very well. We've already started our program this year. We're 3 weeks in and seem to be doing really well in the first 3 weeks of the year, especially considering the weather that we had this spring. So, yeah, I think our consumers have embraced this new platform that we're doing. No negative feedback from the public. We had a few older farmers that see a little resistance to technology, but we're getting there.
And I noticed that in your department, you have fresh fruit and vegetable benefit cards for seniors, now that you mentioned seniors.
That is correct. That's the program that I'm talking about whenever I say Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. The seniors go to our website and they fill out an application and they meet the age and income guidelines, and the age is 60 years old or older. And the monthly income limits, I can't remember, it's on our website though, but approximately for a household of two is like $2,500 a month or something, roughly. Fill out the application, submit it to us, we enroll them. Everybody that signed up prior to April 24th has $50 on their benefit cards today, and they have their cards in their hand. Those that have signed up since the 24th will be getting their cards mailed to them within the next week to 10 days.
Well, thank you so much for joining us by Skype today for The Exchange.
Yes, ma'am.
Joining us by Skype to talk about the Farm Bill was Don Wombles, Director of Ag Promotions for the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries. Soon he'll join us again with the outlook for Alabama's farmers markets. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering handcrafted Starbucks beverages and a wide assortment of meal and snack options. located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.